Now it's time to have some of your input on Dear Scott. The posh Radio 4 lady reads them out and then we answer them. First one.
Dear Scott, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. I love the show, Dootman. Although there is one thing that gets on my goat. Becky has the tendency to always say before a statement, I'm not being funny. Then the following statement is then usually quite funny. What's up with that? Love the show, Ben.
Yeah, I've noticed you do that. I'm not being funny, but you were doing it a lot of the Brits last night as well.
Was I?
Yeah.
What, before I come out with a hilarious statement?
Generally not, no.
I don't notice this at all. Do you say it a lot?
I don't think I ever say anything. I do say I'm not being funny, but it's the thing that comes afterwards is never normally funny.
Humour-free, generally, I find.
Do you?
Yeah. Thanks very much.
I don't, Becky. I find you very funny. Not always deliberately, but funny.
You do say it a lot. But that's
okay,
fine.
I'll try and change it. Matt Fincham, who works upstairs, you know last week we took the mickey out of him for saying touch base all the time?
Yeah.
He's apparently now really paranoid and is now trying to think about...
He was on the phone to someone going, yeah, well, let's just touch base at some point, yeah?
He didn't realise how much he said it, and now he's... You hear him go, let's just touch... Let's just... Yeah. Oh, yeah, I just said it. Yeah. Sorry.
Next.
Dada, dressed as a bran flake, sitting there with a lava lamp stuck on his head, doot mun. Wish he went out more. Ta for the Welsh cakes, mun.
Have you been sending you more stuff again?
No, this is our phantom Barry Island texter, who's still texting so much, mun. Doot. A lot of our listeners are doing that now, and it's becoming quite annoying. Sorry about that, it's not my fault. Next.
Dear Scott, I was surprised to hear that having pampas grass in the front garden is anything other than for decorative purposes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially as my neighbours are extremely proud of theirs. Although I always suspected them as a little different, especially when, as a child, they gave me a baked onion with a knob of butter on for supper one night. Yuck. Love you, Cat XXX.
It's true. About the pampas grass.
But what does a baked onion with a knob of butter mean?
Oh,
ooh.
I don't know.
Apart from
that's
the fact that
it sounds
revolting.
Is that more disgusting than caramelised beetroot on the Brit Awards menu?
Yeah. Who on earth eats baked onion?
A whole one as well.
Does she mean baked potato? She just got a veg wrong.
I don't know what
that
means.
Maybe they got their veg wrong.
But, yeah, it's true. If you've got pampas grass only in your front garden, it means, yeah.
Not your back.
Not your back, just your front garden.
Have you done some research since last week, then?
I said that last week. It's only front garden.
Yeah, no, but that,
if you have, if you respond to that,
in responding, he spent the whole week digging his up.
I haven't got any.
Or popping round to people who have it in their front garden.
Really not.
You know you haven't got a garden. Do you have it in a window box?
No. I don't know what it means if you've got pampas grass in your window box. Next.
Dear Scott, Chappers, stroke Chopper, Becky, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady.
Hi.
I listen every day and love your show, but have a couple of questions.
Oh, here we go.
One, why does the one who doesn't speak not speak? Does he have a voice like Dale Winton? Because he seems like a camp sort of person to me.
Would you describe the one that doesn't speak as camp?
No, I wouldn't, really.
I think creative.
Yes, that's a much better way of describing it.
What about you, Becky? He's not here this week, so...
He's quite camp when he's pretending to be Shaniqua Ann Watt. Do you remember when he did those fake phone calls?
My name's Shaniqua Ann Watt.
then he goes camp.
No, he just doesn't speak because he chooses not to. He doesn't like hearing his voice.
He prefers to keep an air of mystery about him.
He likes being behind the scenes.
Mm. Two, what is the point of Becky?
I wish I could answer that.
Help me.
There is no point,
what do you mean,
is there?
What's the point?
Well,
what is the point?
To brighten up our lives every day.
Okay. To brighten up our lives every day.
Could Chappers not do the classifieds and you just get Colin Murray or Scott's flatmate to play Oh What's Occurring? Or you could ask the posh Radio 4 lady to play. That would be immense.
I think she added that on the end. Yeah.
Three, why don't you invite the A Horse for One Bin woman to come into the show one day? I'm sure she must feel used. Thanks, Matthew from York.
Well, how will we ever find her? She's just someone we stopped on Stupid Street ages ago.
Got no chance of finding out who she was.
No. So that's out of the question. Becky brightens up her life every day. Chappers wouldn't be asked to find classifieds, and my flatmate
When you say wouldn't be asked, you mean too busy?
Too busy.
Thanks.
And my flatmate is not reliable enough, so Becky stays. Next.
Hi, Scott and the team. As I was listening to High School Musical and browsing Wikipedia today, trying to find something interesting to wow my friends with, I discovered that today is Fat Thursday. Fat Thursday is a traditional Polish and German feast, marking the last Thursday before Lent. It's basically an excuse to eat what you want and not feel guilty, even cling film food. I was just wondering if Fat Thursday was in your Filofax. If you feel like you didn't make the most of this year's Fat Thursday, next year it's going to be on the 11th of February. Make a note. Adore the show. Ciao. Amy, off of Portsmouth.
Thanks, Amy, off of Portsmouth.
Do you have Fat Thursday in your Filofax? Have you still got hold of your Filofax?
Yeah.
What have you eaten today? Have you made the most of it?
No,
the
really not.
I haven't seen any cling film
you
food this week.
Yeah, did
if
you
I'm
take
honest.
Your Meals on Wheels food to the British yesterday?
I've kind of given up on the meals.
Oh, you know, I could say what I saw him eating yesterday, but it would just take me till 7 to reel it all off.
I didn't eat loads yesterday.
Scott, we bought a bag full of sausage rolls, and when I went to take one, there were none left.
That's not true.
You also, had two sausage ones and a cheese and onion one,
you must
and
have
an egg sandwich.
Well, I was going to say, you must,
Wednesday.
You must have had two egg sandwiches, because every time I looked at you for about half an hour, you were stuffing
them
in your
mouth. Who was it that came in?
Alicia.
And I smelt of egg mayonnaise.
And you had a bit of cress hanging from your bottom lip.
Yeah, all right, love. No, Fat Thursday's not in, by the way.
Not there?
Not in, no.
All right.
But my mum is visiting next week.
Sorry?
My mum's visiting next week.
I know she is.
Oh, yeah. Anything you want to ask?
What's that got to do with Fat Thursday?
No, I just saw it in my diary, I thought.
She's not going to be happy that you linked the two of them.
No. I'd never do that.
Send an email with anything you want to know to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.